We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7:13, some rain on the way. Already had some on the North Shore around noon. It's expected to start and rain off and on. 90% chance for showers tomorrow. And then Wednesday's going to be a little bit better. But, man, it is warm outside. It was warm this morning coming in at 3:30, 75 degrees. That's summertime heat. Highs of 80 today, 74 tomorrow. A little bit cooler on Wednesday, highs of 70. But then heats up again, 78 on Thursday, 80 on Friday, 84 Saturday and Sunday. Nearly 25% of Americans are suffering from food insecurity, and Miss Betty Thomas, Chief of Operations at Giving Hope NOLA, joins us now to talk about the way they get around it, or at least help ameliorate that with the food banks that Giving Hope has. Good morning, Miss Betty. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for taking the time with us. This really is a problem for a lot of people, especially in this area, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. A huge problem.
How big? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's okay. We have the root causes. I tell people all the time, it's a domino effect is the phrase that I use. Between poverty, unemployment, low income, inflation, food insecurity is a huge problem. And it's not just here in Louisiana. It's across the United States. Here in Louisiana alone, you know, the stats shows that we have over 600,000 people facing hunger every day, and 200,000 of those are children.
That is sad indeed. You know, Miss Betty, I can tell you people are listening right now and they're saying that's impossible. We have food stamps. We have this. All you have to do is work and you'll never find yourself needing something to eat at all. Address that if you would, please.
That's not true, Tommy. Let's be realistic. Louisiana has one of the worst minimum wages that there are in the country, $7.25. And there are other states that are like that. But how do you expect people to live off of $7.25 when housing has gone, when inflation is sky high? How are they supposed to take care of a family of four of a $7.25 an hour? So they rely on unemployment for support. They rely on SNAP benefits for support. And SNAP benefits just got cut just recently since the pandemic. People were relying on that to feed their families and take care of other things in their households. That's not happening anymore. So they have to turn to the food banks. And the food banks are even struggling with the supply chain that we have in order to get product, in order to help these people.
It is hard to believe in this country that, would you say 200,000 kids go to bed hungry every night?
Yes, over 200,000 kids. One in five children face hunger every day.
And people, I would imagine, that you all see at the food banks every day on East and West Bank, never thought they'd be there?
Now, some of them, we opened up the West Bank in March of last year, identifying that there were like 279 households traveling from the West Bank to the East Bank for food assistance. Little did we know, the West Bank has people over there, over 1,700 households a month, who never even knew the food pantry existed. They were looking for help, and they found it, knowing that there are food pantries out there to assist them. It was shocking to us that we have that many people being served on the West Bank, an area that we never even found that had a need. We assumed that the people that were coming to New Orleans East, the 3,000 households that we were serving, were all coming from the Orleans Parish area. We found that that wasn't true. Jefferson Parish needed our help just as much as Orleans Parish.
So where do you get the food from to feed these people?
We are the largest food pantry in the southeast region of Second Harvest Feeding America and the USDA. We serve over 3,300 households a month. And those are our biggest supporters. That also affords us, because we're the largest food bank in southeast Louisiana, it affords us the opportunity to get food from Mississippi, from Associated Grocers, from Walmart, the military commissary, because people know that we are servicing a lot of people. We get those food donations from them. And my drivers go out and pick up food every day. You know, it's a 24-hour turnaround. We can get a truckload of food on a Monday, 18-wheeler. By Thursday, it's gone. So my driver's picking up food every day.
I think people have a misconception. They think that this is like where you go in a store and you walk into whatever the store is and you pick whatever you want and you put it in your basket and then you walk out and it's free food for everybody. But you got people lining up early in the morning, right?
Oh, yeah. On the East Bank, we don't open till 11. People are out there when I get to work at 7:30, 8 o'clock. On the West Bank, they're open at 10. They're out there when my staff arrive at 8. So, no, it's before the pandemic. We were one of the food pantries that had what you call a client choice process. And that means that we treat people with dignity and respect and allow them to come in just like they're going to a grocery store and choose their food items themselves. Well, of course, the pandemic happened, and we had to stop that. So now the boxes are pre-made with what my staff put in them, and people just come in and pick them up, trying to limit that one-on-one contact with people because of the pandemic.
Somebody texted in about fast food companies paying $12 an hour. And first of all, I'm not quite sure that that's full-time full-time wages when you see $12 or whatever in an hour in a window. So we're talking about people that have found themselves on tough circumstances feeding their families. But even at that, somebody texted him, Miss Betty, and says that they own a restaurant and the cost of goods went up $4,000 per month. They can't afford to pay employees more. And I understand that. But none of that changes the fact that 200,000 kids are going to bed hungry every night in this country.
Exactly.
So we got to.
It's a domino effect, Tommy. We got to do something about the minimum wage, for one. That's going to help people if we can bring the minimum wage up to help people fight inflation. It's impossible for them to do it now. They can't fight inflation. All of the food is sky high. People are. Age is like a valuable commodity right now. Who ever thought we'd see a dozen eggs costing $6 and $7? But that's what it is. And it's plain and simple for the food pantries to see it because eggs is one of our biggest donations right now. People are not going in the store. They can't afford to buy it. So it's donated to the food pantry, and then the food pantry gives it on free. Makes sense to me.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. We're talking to Ms. Betty Thomas over at the Chief of Operations at Giving Hope NOLA about food insecurity. Nearly 25% of Americans are suffering with it. We'll find out how you can help when we come back. Right now, time for traffic on WWL. 7:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Betty Thomas, Chief of Operations of Giving Hope NOLA, Miss Betty, about food insecurity. Miss Betty, if somebody wants to get involved with Second Harvest, how do they do it? And what kind, not Second Harvest, with Giving Hope NOLA, and they want to help at the food banks. How do they do it, and what kind of help do you need?
We're always here and have always been here for a decade now, helping people that are fighting food insecurity, struggling to meet their basic need of food. We're open on the East Bank 5 days a week and on the West Bank 2 days a week. All you have to do is sign up with us on our website, www.givinghopenola.org. We're always looking for volunteers to help us with this project. And you can also make a secure donation on our website at www.givinghopenola.org. We appreciate all that people do to come out and help us, and Giving Hope will be here as long as God provides us to help people struggling with food insecurity.
Thank you, Ms. Betty. I appreciate your time. Have a good day.
Thank you,
good
Tom.
Week. All right, Betty Thomas, Chief of Operations, Giving Hope NOLA. Let me drive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.